number of years ago, I was driving on I-94 between here and the cities, a route I've driven many times and probably will in the future, and I'm sure many of you have ridden on that route. This time, I remember very vividly, though. I was driving along, and it had been kind of misting that morning just a little bit, and I came up over a hill, and all of a sudden just saw brake lights. So what did I do? Of course, slammed on the brakes. I still recall vividly watching the speedometer on my car just fall to zero within about half a second. And then about half a second later, I realized what that meant. That meant that my wheels were not turning, but I was still going about 60 miles an hour down the highway. That was a very scary feeling, realizing I had no control over that vehicle. My wheels were not turning. I was sliding on that black ice. Very scary feeling. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation, but it's just a very helpless feeling. And there are times in our own lives when we feel that way too. We feel completely helpless. Like things are just completely out of our control. Things are spinning out of anyone's control. It seems that way when we look at the news. It can seem that way when we look at our own life as well. That there's no control, that things are just happening, things are going, and there's no rhyme or reason to any of it. Now, I like to study history. That's the reason why I majored in history. And one thing I really like about studying history is studying all that chaos and all those different things that are going on, but being able to see the rhyme and reason behind that chaos. There's a passage from Acts that I refer to often in my study. And in fact, it's printed on the back wall of my classroom. And it's one that we study every year in my history class. And it's taken from Acts 17. These are Paul's words to the Athenians. He said, "And he, that is God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." Now, why is this passage significant? What does this have to do with me? Those Athenians, they were heathens. Paul walked around their city and they had altars to all the different gods that they worshipped. And in fact, they had an altar set up to a god that they didn't know about, just in case they missed one. And it was in talking about that unknown god that Paul said these words. But why is that important? Why is that worth sharing? That message that Paul shared with those Athenians was worth remembering. So important that God made sure it was recorded in his word for us 2,000 years later. Now, first of all, Paul said, God has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. That doesn't seem real significant to us. He's just saying God is our creator. But he's also saying we are one blood. We are one race. We are all together. We all face the same things. We are one race, the human race. And we are God's special creation. Each and every one of us, each and every one of you is part of that special creation of God. But Paul goes on and he says, and God has determined the pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. The mental image I get is of God sitting back with his hand on a globe. And he's got all the different empires of the world drawn out. And he's already determined how far the extent of their rule is going to be and how long they're going to last. God has all of this in his time. And all of this is under his control. his control throughout history. He's got control of history, and he's still in control. Even though events today seem to be spinning out of control, even if you ever see the news, you get more and more word about maybe more restrictions going on, murder rates are up, threats of war around the globe, riots, mask mandates, vaccine requirements, even all these different things going around, God is in control. God controls everything. He controls our nation. No matter how bad things may ever get, God is in control. He has already determined how strong or how weak our country is and how long it's going to last. And if God is in control of all that history, God is also in control of your life as well. Even little things like late homework that seems to pile up, friends not talking to you, maybe sickness for yourself or in your family. Even all those things, God is in control. But what is God's purpose? Why is God guiding all these events in history? And why is God guiding all the events in your life? Back to our text in Acts, we read, God has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. God has a purpose for all of history, and God has a purpose for the events in your life as well, that we should seek the Lord. Everything he does, guiding everything, so that we should realize just how miserable we are, just how hopeless we are, how sinful this world is, how sinful we are, and our need for a Savior. And then God is there with that precious gospel message. Yes, this world is terrible. Yes, there are terrible things going on all around us and even in our own lives. But as Jesus told his disciples, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Yes, there are troubles all around and things may seem to be spinning out of control. Maybe you've faced this in your life already. If you haven't, you probably will at some point. There will be times in your life when you don't know where to turn, when things seem so crazy and things are far gone and hopeless. When my car was out of control on that freeway and I was flying down, I had no control over what was going to happen. But God was still in control. He brought my car to a stop safely without an accident. And he brought me and my passengers safely home. So remember his promises for you. His promise that he is in control. His promise that I have overcome the world. His promise that everything he does is directed with the ultimate goal of getting you safely home to be with him. We'll sing of this in the words of hymn 733, verses 4, 5, and 6. Hymn 733, verses 4, 5, and 6.